This is 6268 Murray on Farmington.
6268, I got a request to talk. How can I help?
I guess I'm just confused about what a biohazard is. If he's got urine on his pants, isn't that a biohazard?
Was it visible? Could you see it, or was it just the smell? I'm sorry, I thought it was just the smell.
I mean, it was clearly all over. I didn't look at him that closely when he got on, but it was clearly on his pants. So I'm just confused about what is considered a biohazard. If a guy smells that bad, he's obviously had an accident.
Well, the other thing, too, we have to look at is they could be wearing, you know, disposable underwear. I know that I had a passenger that had a similar situation, but there was no visible biohazard on their clothing, and there was nothing left on the bus. So I know it can be hard to figure things out sometimes like that, but if we don't have a visual of the biohazard on their clothing or on the person, and there's no remnants on the seat, there's just a strong odor, the best I can recommend is that we just open up the windows and try and get them to where they need to go and then do the checking afterwards. But, yeah, it's more of a visual because, again, they could have disposable underwear. We don't really know, right?
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. I know you guys deal with a lot out there, and we do appreciate you being here, and I know there's a lot of gray area with things, but we just want to give the best compassion we can, and rule of thumb, if you see it, then we can definitely state biohazard on their clothing. So just keep me posted, or if you have other questions, we're here to help you the best we can, too.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Thank you. At 1745.